You're listening to the Batuta Advocate's weekly news wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
Welcome back to the weekly Batuta Bulletin, as opposed to the Batuta Talks, which also comes out weekly, which is our interview program. This most recent one was New South Wales Premier Chris Minns, the most unenthusiastic man at Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras on the weekend in his beautiful grey button-up. And in that vein, we also have Australian rock legend coming up this week in the shape of Peter Garrett. So, you know, if you're into songs about asbestos and land rights and
people who have been politically engaged for a long time and can really contributed nothing to society.
Well, he does understand the political system, and he actually says in the interview would have stayed if Kevin had gone. If Kevin hadn't come back, he would have stayed.
Yeah, well.
And then after him, we're going to have Willie Mason and Scope will be coming back in to discuss, one, the crazy hysteria success that was NRL's Vegas round.
Obviously marred, though.
Marred by, yes, of course, textbook Sydney Roosters racism. And we'll be talking about the NRL season 3 weeks in and what it looks like from that point. Can Brisbane make the most of their premiership window? Or is Penrith going to continue absolutely destroying everyone? There's other sleepers out there too. And I'll tell you what, one person that's very excited for this year's NRL season is Effie Bateman, who joins us in the studio. How are you, Effie?
I'm good, Clancy. How are you?
Good. You're excited for the NRL? Mardi Gras over. You ready for the NRL?
Yeah, just counting down the days. Very excited, very excited.
Yeah, just a few short weeks until you'll be back watching your beloved Gold Coast Suns kick the Sharon around. But until then, what's making news?
Well, we're going to kick off with some royalty news as Kate Middleton disappearance explained. She's in the jungle with Fatty Vaughton and Dil Buckley.
Yes, after weeks of global speculation around the whereabouts of the Princess of Wales, the royal family has finally issued a statement this week.
The millions of concerned and or bored suburban mums hypothesising on the whereabouts of the princess since January can finally breathe a sigh of relief that she is alive and well and on the next season of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here!
Concerns had been raised as Kate Middleton had not been seen publicly since Christmas Day 23. Not a photo, video, not even a blurred reflection in her husband's chrome dome. However, it can be confirmed that Kate has not had any health concerns whatsoever and is actually in the jungles of South Africa partaking in the medium-rated Channel 10 reality show I'm a Celeb AU.
Yes, joining Catherine on the show this year will be new host Robert Irwin, taking over from Dr. Chris Brown. And various, fuck are those people, and various Aussie celebrities such as Australian sports variety TV legend Paul Vaughton, former AFL star turned media magnate Dylan Buckley, and probably some MAFS contestants you've already forgotten about.
You said who the fuck are these people? You know exactly who Robert Irwin is. He was the baby that Steve Irwin held when he was teasing the crocodile. He's now grown up.
Yeah, right.
And recently single.
I get him confused with Michael Jackson's kid, how he... got dangled out of the balcony. It's, you know, it's the same
And Dr.
thing.
Chris Brown is that creepy Bondi vet.
Fuck, he's tall, eh? Too tall for television. He should go back to overcharging the yuppies of Bondi, you know.
The French bulldogs. French bulldogs.
To get a fucking golf ball out of a fucking Labrador. $13,000. Why not?
He's got a great name too, Chris Brown. These hoes ain't loyal. What else is in the news, Effie?
Up next, in a 6 a.m. run club outpaced by lad on a bender who's on the hunt for somewhere still selling vapes.
Yes, the Wellbeing and Nurturing Kindness Run Club, also known as Wankur, found itself an unlikely showdown against an unexpected challenger last week. A lad on a bender desperately seeking a shop which can sell him some boiling nail polish to inject into his lungs.
Witnesses report the group of about 40 runners cruising at a steady but quick pace. They were overtaken by a young lad, still in his Friday night get-up, trying to reach the convenience store before it shut. The man in question was Jesse Mercer. He's a 26-year-old, and he never really fancied himself as an athlete, but after his run in the WANKR club, the Wanker Club, he's looking at things a lot differently.
Jesse says his newfound discovery that he's quite an athletic weapon when pushed on a Saturday morning, no less, has led him to start up his own run club, the Up Late and Cooked at 6 a.m. Run Club. We've all been part of that one before.
Hilarious.
Up next, and this one's very hard to believe, as an Irish person moves to Australia and makes friends with a broad range of people who aren't just Irish.
In what may be a world first, an Irish person has not only moved to Sydney and not picked Coogee as her new home, but has also made friends with people who aren't from her home country.
Yes, 27-year-old Maeve Brennan is alleged to have made the move from County Carrick to Newtown roughly 6 months ago and has so far managed to form friendships with various people of various nationalities. And she hasn't set one foot in Scruffy Murphy's yet.
She told The Advocate, "You can't throw a rock in Coogee without hitting an Irish person," and she didn't want to be that cliche, which is why she got a studio apartment in Sydney's more alternative and less Irish.
Yeah, you could call it the Lower West Side of Sydney.
The Lower West Side, Newtown, it's called, near the university.
In the village.
In the village.
Anyway, when asked what she does for a living, Maeve said she just got a job as a traffic controller.
Well, some stereotypes die hard.
Writes itself.
And lastly, Nan describes her degenerate incel gaming addict grandson as good with computers.
Yes, finishing with some local news now, and Batuta Heights Nana Imna Grange, 78, has described her degenerate incel gaming addict grandson as good with computers, having absolutely no idea about the kind of 4chan forums he's browsing at 2 in the morning.
In order to help her navigate this scary world full of cyberstalkers, hackers and people saying disrespectful things about John Howard, Grange turns to her grandson, Tiernan, who's 26, and is also good with computers, as she says, as he often finds the power button with just one push.
While Tiernan does have some skills when it comes to keyboard shortcuts, most of his computer skills involve setting up burner email addresses to log onto websites where he types unpublishable sentences to his like-minded community of involuntarily celibate young neets at an impressive 123 words per minute. "Finally, some good coming out of those video games," stated Grange. Unaware, her grandson describes his own cousins as gigachads and refers to himself as a beta subspecies.
Fortunately for Grange, she married her sole provider husband at 18, completed all of her domestic duties while never getting on his back about anything for 60 years, making her Tiernan's ideal woman.
What does NEETS mean?
NEETS means not in education, employment or training.
As in the dream boats that are sitting at home.
With gotcha.
Just eating chicken tendies and playing with their doodles.
Chicken tendies.
Chicken tendies.
Yeah, like the ones that you get from the Woolworths hot box.
Yes.
Sundays.
They're like crack, those. They're good.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of guys out there for you, Effie. Thank you for listening to the weekly Batuta podcast. Stay tuned for Peter Garrett next week. Dun, dun, dun.